Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, we are talking about vision for a career. What does vision for a career mean? This is specifically for students who are 12th grade and below, 12th standard and below, and for their parents. Out here in one of the schools, in a school which is elementary school out here, below the 5th grade. So we volunteer as professionals. We have our entire staff, our CFO, CO, CHRO, our human resource manager, recruiters, sales professionals. We all go there. And the schools have what is called as a career day. In a career day at elementary school, we all go and talk about what do we do in our day-to-day lives. As a recruiter, what do I do? As a sales professional, what do I do? As an HR manager, what do I do? As a CFO, what do I do? So what happens is the kids are able to think or envision what exactly a life in a day or a day in a life is actually for a particular career. So like us, there are firemen who come and speak, policemen who come and speak, doctors who come and speak at career days. Why is it that we are talking about this topic right now? Because a lot of times what I see is we see students who complete 12th grade. After completing 12th grade, they just choose a random career. And then after completing a random career or a random degree, let's put it that way. After finishing 12th grade, they choose a random degree or a degree which is probably asked by their parents to take up, which could be a BCom or an engineering degree or anything for that matter. They take up that degree and then they do a job which is completely irrelevant. So the challenge in this whole thing is children have not been able to envision what they really want to become. Most importantly, as parents, as people who are watching this video, if it is students, if you don't have a career day in school, go and ask your principals and college teachers, can we have a career day? Can we invite professionals to come and talk in our school? The other thing as a student, what you should think about is how can you go and do a shadow? Go to a doctor's office, go to an engineer's office, a civil engineer's office. How are they doing drawing, engineering drawing? How are they architecting buildings? Or somebody who is sitting and doing a human resource job. What is a human resource job? With that, you are able to envision, you are able to visualize what that career looks like, and immediately it'll spark your interest in that particular field. So, what is the key takeaway? What are the things what we have to do? If you are a student, most importantly, ask your administration, ask your schools, can we go ahead and have a career day? Second thing, if they don't have a career day, talk to people around you. If there are doctors, can we come and do a shadow? Which means you are spending a day long with a doctor to see what the doctors do. The third thing, the most important thing is connect with people either on LinkedIn or even as students, you could do that. Ask them, hey, can you mentor me? Can you coach me in terms of what this career has to offer if I have to choose this? These are the three things what you want to do. You want to make sure as parents, please ensure that you are sharing this with your kids, giving them an idea in terms of what is a vision for their career, and help them think that if this is a career, what they want to choose, in which they will excel.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.